An Isser County man was killed in an officer-involved shooting in Woodruff County. At the request of the Woodruff County Sheriff's Office, special agents with the Arkansas State Police Criminal Investigation Division are investigating an officer-involved shooting that occurred on Sunday in Augusta and resulted in the death of a Franklin man. At 4:13 a.m., deputies responded to a residence on the 1100 block of White Drive to assist officers with the Augusta Police Department with a disturbance. During the incident, a sheriff's office deputy discharged his weapon, striking a 45-year-old suspect. The suspect, Randy Ely of Franklin, died at the scene. No law enforcement officers were injured during that incident. Three people have been arrested in connection with a rape in Marion County. According to the sheriff's office, 35-year-old Stephen Manson, 56-year-old Stephen Manson, and 19-year-old Desiree Manson, all of Yellville, have been arrested after a victim reported an incident to law enforcement on Saturday, March the 7th. 35-year-old Stephen Manson has been charged with felonies of rape, incest, and second-degree sexual assault. He's also been charged with a misdemeanor, coercion, and being a habitual offender. 56-year-old Stephen Manson is charged with felonies of terroristic threatening and contact constituting conspiracy. He's also charged with a misdemeanor coercion. 19-year-old Desiree Manson's charged with felonies of rape and second-degree sexual assault. She's charged with a misdemeanor coercion. Investigators executed a search warrant Friday at the home where multiple potential pieces of evidence were seized for testing at the Arkansas State Crime Lab. All three individuals are in the Marion County Jail. The two men are separately bonded at $500,000, and the woman has a bond set at $25,000. The National Weather Service has now confirmed four tornadoes in southern Missouri and one in northern Arkansas on Sunday. The Weather Service confirmed a EF0 tornado in both Willow Springs and Summersville. The 85-mile-per-hour winds blew the metal roof off a church, and it caused damage to several other buildings, including the Summersville Fire Department building, pulling the bays off their foundation. They also confirmed an EF1 tornado near Kabul and Simmons in Texas County. 94-mile-per-hour winds destroyed two barns and uprooted several trees. Another EF1 tornado was confirmed near Ennis, Missouri, in Texas County. Weather Service says it stretched 100 yards wide, damaged a barn roof, and snapped several trees. The National Weather Service also confirmed an EF1 tornado in Minturn in Lawrence County, Arkansas. Wind speeds were estimated at 105 miles per hour. A couple of homes and mobile homes were both damaged in the storms. No injuries or fatalities were reported with any of these storms. A Summersville man is accused of poaching an adult bull elk in southeast Missouri's Carter County. The Missouri Department of Conservation says the report came in last November after a Poplar Bluff couple spotted the animal. The MDC says tips from the public, surveillance video, and forensic work helped to identify the suspect from Summersville. The man faces four violations. He's accused of killing, shooting the elk, and leaving it to rot inside the wildlife refuge at Peck Ranch Conservation Area in Carter County. The state agency says the case involved months of interviews, anonymous Operation Game Thief reports, and evidence analyzed with help from the Missouri State Highway Patrol Forensics Lab and the ATF. Charges include taking elk inconsistent with the rules of the Wildlife Code of Missouri, taking elk inside a state wildlife refuge, taking elk with the aid of artificial light, and wanton waste of an elk. A Carter County Associate Circuit Court judge has scheduled an arraignment for April the 14th. A man from Yellville was arrested Monday in Baxter County. 28-year-old Jeremiah Salfridge was arrested on charges of being a sex offender, prohibited near a public water park, swimming area, or playground, third-degree assault, impairing the operation of a vital public facility, and second-degree battery of a police officer. He's being held in Baxter County Detention Center, bond set at $25,000. A man from Austin, Arkansas, was arrested in Izzard County. 45-year-old Jonathan Matraw was arrested on charges of possession of a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance, possession of a firearm by certain persons, simultaneous possession of drugs and firearms, possession of a Scheduled 6 controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and speeding. He's being held in Izzard County, bond set at $100,000. The Isard County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a man from Mount Pleasant on Monday. 46-year-old Brinson Webb was arrested and charged with careless and prohibited driving, tampering with physical evidence, driving left the center, driving on a suspended license, and violation of the Omnibus DWI Act. He's being held on $4,645 bond. A West Plains man was arrested after a traffic stop Friday. Robert Lynn Hallface was arrested after police found a stolen firearm, meth, and paraphernalia during the stop. Authorities found a plastic baggie containing 1.6 grams of crystallized rocks that tested positive for meth, along with another baggie containing 0.5 grams of meth. Officers also reported finding a glass smoking device, a digital scale that tested positive for meth residue, several small baggies, and five used syringes. Halfast was charged with unlawful use of a weapon, possessing a weapon and a felony controlled substance, and possession of a controlled substance. His bond was set at $25,000. A Batesville robbery suspect has now been charged with additional drug offenses. 51-year-old Hugh James Stiles was charged Monday in Independence County Circuit Court with two counts of delivery of a controlled substance, meth, greater than 2 grams but less than 10 grams, and one count of delivery of meth less than 2 grams. Stiles is being also charged as an habitual offender. Stiles was arrested last week after he and Jordan Robbins allegedly lured a man to a park and robbed him. A woman from Midway was arrested Monday night in Baxter County. 38-year-old Cynthia Burge is charged with assault on a family or household member, obstructing governmental operations, refusal to submit to arrest, and second-degree terroristic threatening. Her bond was set at $1,830. The Thayer R2 School District has been named one of 24 finalists in the Sparklight Dream Bigger Contest, a program that supports innovative science, technology, engineering, and math education projects in local schools. Finalists are competing for one of 12 grants worth $2,500 to help bring their STEM ideas to life in the classroom. Community members can support the finalists by voting online now through March 18th. Residents can learn more about the projects and cast their vote at sparklight.com/contest. The Isard County Sheriff's Office Weekly Incarceration Report and Sharp County Sheriff's Office Weekly Arrest Report are both now available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. And the Thayer City Council will meet tonight, 5:30 at City Hall, for their regular monthly meeting. Everyone is welcome to attend.